this is the last presentation today from Dr. Cheney, the update of the marketing effort by National Commission for Health Education Credentialing, Inc. to promote CHESS and MCHESS. So Dr. Cheney, she's earned a PhD degree in health education from Texas A&M University and currently faculty member in the Department of Health Education Promotion at the East Carolina University. Her research records include over 50 peer-reviewed articles and over 90 national presentations. Moreover, she has established a national reputation in service, which is primarily with her involvement with the National Commission for Health Education Credentialing and in the American Association for Health Education, it's called AHI. Dr. Cheney?
Great, good afternoon. Again, my name is Beth Cheney, and I'm an assistant professor at East Carolina University, and I'm also the current marketing committee chair for NCHEC. So I'm going to talk to you today about what we're doing at NCHEC to help to market those credentials that we've been discussing over the past hour. Like my colleagues, I have no relationships to disclose. So the objectives of this presentation is I want to give you an update over the past year, our success stories, what we've done in partnering with other organizations in our field to help to market and successfully market both credentials, as well as to give you some insight into what we're planning to do over the next 3 years. We have a really detailed marketing communications plan that I'm going to share the goals with you today. One of the areas of responsibility for what we're to do as health education specialists is obviously to advocate on behalf of our profession. And at NCHEC and what we do in marketing both credentials that a number of you raised your hand and said that you have, is we market the credentials to also market our profession. So we feel that it is a responsibility and a commitment that we have to market the credentials by marketing the health education profession. And you'll see that in the goals that I present to you in a moment. We have an amazing marketing committee this year. I've listed the members here. We've done quite a bit of work so far, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment. The marketing committee is made up of representation from the division boards from NCHEC, so each division board as well as our board of commissioners. We also have other CHESS and MCHESS that are represented. If any of you in the audience are interested in joining in on these efforts, when you get really excited about what I talk about in a moment, please feel free to contact us. We would love to have your input and also anything that you would like to do to help us market these credentials. So recently, let's talk about some recent success stories before we get into what we're doing in the future. Our recent marketing efforts have really involved other organizations in our profession, specifically SOPHE, the Society for Public Health Education, and we've actually had a number of accomplishments that I want to share with you. One being when the American Diabetes Association and the American Association of Diabetes Educators formed a task force to seek input on the revised ADA standards for diabetes self-management education programs. SOPHE and NCHEC marketed to have both credentials listed in the revised standards, specifically in Standard 5, where we're talking about instructional staff. Because of those marketing efforts of both SOPHE and NCHEC, in the revised standards as of September 2012, you now see both credentials listed. And they're recognized and designated as professional partners within multidisciplinary teams assisting in the delivery of those diabetes self-management education programs. Also, SOPHE, in 2013, petitioned the National Certification Board of Diabetes Educators to allow MCHESS to be eligible to sit for that CDE exam. So now, as of this past January, those that are MCHESS are now eligible to submit an application to become CDE. And so I have Nicolette Warren, who has been a part of NCHEC now. Her contact information is up there from SOPHE if you want more information about that process to submit an application for the CDE or to become a certified diabetes educator. More recently, we've had some work that Melissa Opp actually has been doing with the state of Hawaii, looking at legislation specifically for state licensure and including the certifications in that licensure process. And so Melissa, as well as NCHEC and the marketing committee, have worked on this, and NCHEC and Sophie both came out with a press release that supported the inclusion of the nationally recognized CHESS and MCHESS certifications in the licensure requirements for the state of Hawaii. Now, that legislation is still pending, but as a result of that, the Board of Commissioners from NCHEC developed a policy to actually assist any government entities that would like to supervise or oversee health education specialist practice. And in this policy statement, we indicated that we would provide, if needed, detailed information about the health education responsibilities, competencies, and subcompetencies. We'd be willing to give a history and the rationale for the periodic role delineation projects that we conduct in our field and the importance of those job analysis and identifying the practice and the framework of practice for contemporary entry-level and advanced-level practice in our field. We also indicated that we would provide support only to entities, including the CHESS and NCHESS credential, as one of the criteria for any government oversight, measuring toward eligibility, review, and hire of health education specialists. And last, we were willing to provide support and any official testimony that the CHESS and NCHESS credential be the standard for hiring and the review of health education specialists by government entities. And so the contact here is, I have Melissa Rarick, it's Melissa Rarick Opp, the Deputy Executive Director of NCHEC, should anyone be interested in more information. We recently conducted, as part of the marketing committee work, in September 2013. For those of you who are certified, you probably received an invitation to participate in a value of the certification study that we've just conducted. And so we actually conducted a study internally of our certificates, those who are CHESS and MCHESS certified. We wanted to find out what your perceptions were on the value of the certification. Why did you get it? Why are you maintaining it? And how does it help you in the workplace? Obviously to help us to figure out if you know what we're doing well, but also are there areas that we need to focus on in the future. And so the survey went out to all of our CHESS and MCHESS. We had about 2,000 people respond. And we were able to use that data and information to move forward with our marketing strategies for the upcoming 3 years. Overall, just quickly, and actually if you're really interested in this, I'm presenting on this tomorrow at an 8:30 a.m. session, and you're more than welcome to come, and I can give you details on the results. But in general, we found that our findings indicated our certificate holders indeed do value the CHESS and the MCHESS certifications. They agree that the certifications give them this perceived confidence, a feeling of satisfaction because they are certified, and feel it's the responsibility and commitment to the profession to become certified, which I think is an incredibly interesting perspective. We've heard about how the certifications help to elevate your marketability as an individual, and I think that we also need to think about how it helps to market our profession to become certified and to verify the type of work that we do in our field. While respondents agree that the certification does help with increased marketability, the findings also indicated that an area that we need to focus on is the value of the certification in the workplace, which is something that NCHEC has been working for years on, but obviously need the help of others that are certified in the states, and I'll get to what we're going to do in the upcoming years to use you as a voice to help us to market these certifications. Marketing efforts to employers, as I mentioned, we've been doing this. It's been in the strategic plan for years for NCHEC to continue to market to employers. But we're talking about a staff of 5 to 6 people, and we're talking about a national certification and, you know, thousands of jobs throughout the U.S. And so we need help from individuals who are certified to tell their employer what it is that this certification is, what it means, and why it's valuable. So in the light of these findings, we decided there's some additional work that needs to be done to continue to market these certifications, not only to employers outside of our field, but even in our field, because we have so many individuals practicing who aren't certified. So that brings me then to future marketing strategies, what we're planning to do over the next 3 years. We decided at NCHEC to partner with Seacrest Company. This is a company that provides expertise in certification program accreditation, in marketing and communications, and program evaluation. And we're really excited about the work that we've been able to do thus far with Seacrest. And in that work and working with the marketing committee, the names of the amazing people that I listed earlier on the slide, we have developed a 3-year marketing communications plan to try to target specifically looking at employers and other individuals in our field to want to become certified then also for those employers to seek to hire certified individuals in health education specialist positions. So I'm just going to give you an overview of what this three-year plan looks like. As you might imagine, it's incredibly detailed, and I'm just giving you the general perspective of what we're going to be doing, and I'd welcome your feedback. That would be great. So for this year, after getting approval from our Board of Commissioners, which oversees the work at NCHEC, we're going to be what we call solidifying our foundation. NCHEC has done quite a bit of work on behalf of those of us who are certified, trying to be the voice for us to say why it is that employers need to seek to hire us as certified individuals and why it's important for our profession. We're just going to capitalize on what they've done already and try to update the messaging. And we're really going to try to bring in some more human interest stories, those compelling stories, like Chantel said, why am I certified? How has it helped me specifically? And we're going to be reaching out to our certified individuals to get those compelling human interest stories to better market our certifications. We want to build on our NCHEC social media outlets. So Melissa mentioned that our LinkedIn site is very active. I mean, you said 7,000 individuals are on LinkedIn and posting and commenting. We want to continue to reach out via social media to our certificate holders and those who aren't. We want to create and maintain a consumer media list, and we're going to do that in phases because, as you might imagine, there's only a few volunteers on the marketing committee and a couple of staff working on this, but we're going to start in year one looking at the top 10 states that have the most CHESS and NCHESS, so the most certified individuals, and try to come up with a consumer list to really link out to those employers in those states so they know what CHESS is, they know what NCHESS is, and they would hope to seek to hire those that are certified in those health education positions that would be available in their organizations. We're going to update marketing materials that are already existing, that are available to you to use, and obviously when we do this, you guys have access to this information to go out then and market the certifications to your employers, to your colleagues, and to use it. It will be very updated information. So we're planning to do that this year. And then lastly, it's incredibly important to us, to the committee, to establish some metrics for evaluating success. Obviously, as marketing chair, my role is to market the credentials on your behalf to try to say why it's important that we have the certifications, right? We want to make sure we're doing that well. So we're going to establish these evaluation metrics, working with Seacrest Company, an outside group to help us to establish what it means to be successful. So there are four overarching goals of this strategy or this plan that we're going to start to implement next year. And so I'm going to go over what these goals are. And again, I'd like your feedback. Goal one is to establish CHESS and NCHESS certified health education specialists as highly recognized and valued team members by expanding employers' endorsement of the credentials. We are really going to focus on employers in the upcoming 3 years to try to get the message out about what these certifications are, using information and marketing tools that we've already developed, but developing new marketing materials and really in new strategies to reach these target audiences that have been difficult to reach. As you might know, employers in our field are typically not in our field. They're in other fields, and they're hiring health educators or health education specialists. So how do we get the word out? So again, we're going to do this in phases. The first phase, as I mentioned, focusing on those 10 states with the top or the most certified individuals, CHESS and NCHESS. We're also going to look for members of health education organizations that are designated as employers. As you know, right here at APHA, we have a lot of individuals who are hiring health education specialists, and they might not be certified themselves. So just really trying to work within our health education organizations to get the word out about wanting to or seeking to and the need to have certified health education specialists in those positions. And then also looking at the public, consumers of services, to try to provide, to get information from those individuals to see what they would like to see as marketing, to say, as Chantel said, that we verify our practice and that we have these competencies by being certified, and we think that's important to represent the public. So some of our examples of strategies that you're going to see and hear about in the upcoming years is we're going to start having NCHEC virtual coffee breaks to invite employers to attend, to get more information. We're going to publish a business case for CHESS and NCHESS certification and mail that to targeted employers in those top 10 states. And once we get through phase one, we'll expand beyond those 10 states, obviously doing some process evaluation along the way to see what's working, what's not working. And I think it's going to be state-specific what's going to work. So we're going to have to work on that as we go. And then we're going to submit guest blogs and articles to other health education organizations to get information out. Our second goal is to engage current certificates, so those of you who are in the room, to really create this strong sense of community among those who are certified. And obviously, we want you to understand the value and the meaning of maintaining your certification and that you want to stay certified. So our target audiences here are those who are certified, the CHESS and the MCHESS. And we're trying to expand, again, our use of social media to provide information to you, to get information from you about what you want from NCHEC and what you want from the marketing committee, and that would be very helpful to us. We want to host more certificate appreciation events at our conferences for those who are certified, like certified-only events, you know, like VIP, because you're certified, you get to come. So we want to do that because you are special, and we want you to feel that way. And distribute business case for the CHESS and MCHESS certification as a certificate resource so that you can use that information as a tool to pass along to your colleagues and employers as you're trying to market or say why it's important that you're a certified health education specialist or a master certified health education specialist. Our third goal is to create an active and engaged community of post-secondary educators in the field of health education that advocates for CHESS certification to students. So this is where we're really focusing on those university and college professors that have a captive audience of soon-to-be entry-level practitioners in the field. We're training them to go into the field of health education. And so they have these individuals, and we're hoping to use those faculty members to help us to market the certifications, to say how important it is, to use some of these examples of testimonials from employers that are seeking to hire CHESS and MCHESS certified individuals. So we're really going to target those campus liaisons, the faculty advisors in health education programs, and we were thinking about the APHA student assembly as well. Some examples of things that we're planning to do are to create databases of faculty contacts at those targeted schools, and this obviously will be working with some of the division boards within NCHEC who are doing some of this work as well. Distribute a CHESS in the Classroom email campaign to faculty. Hosting at least one NCHEC virtual coffee break for students and faculty who are more interested in learning about becoming certified. Possibly host a network event at APHA meeting for the student assembly members to be able to provide more information that they might want to have related to becoming certified. And then submit at least one article for consideration in that student newsletter to try to get to that specific target audience. Our fourth and final goal is to motivate more health education specialists to apply for the CHESS and MCHESS to ensure that they're competent practitioners meeting the needs of all stakeholders, including the public. And so this is obviously reaching out to those in our profession who have terminal degrees in health education to want to seek to become certified and really get the message out as to why it's important. Why we feel it's a responsibility and commitment to our profession to become certified. So this actually is going to be a little bit more challenging for us. Looking at my colleagues that I work with, actually I was just asking Dorson, I said, are all of your faculty certified at Truman State? Because you're requiring your students to take the exam, so are all your faculty certified? And she responded with yes. That's not the case at any institution that I've worked at previously. So looking at your colleagues, and as we're encouraging students to become certified in the field, are your colleagues or you as a faculty member certified? I know I'm looking at one of my prior students right there. Becoming certified is important. So we're planning to launch this big campaign, CHESS Get Certified, MCHESS Get Certified, to non-certified professionals. In our field, we want to get the information out through national presentations and conferences just like this about why we feel it's important, not only as an individual to become certified. Obviously, for someone with a PhD, a terminal degree, you might look at me and say, what would it help me? Why would I become certified? And we have a list of reasons and things we can discuss as to how we feel like it's not only an individual advantage, but it helps to market our profession. And that's important. And so we could talk about that and provide that information. That's what we plan to do. For those of you who are certified, or if you're interested in learning more about why you should become certified, NCHEC already has a lot of information for you. And if you want to use these materials, you can contact me and we can get them to you. There was an employer video that we developed several years ago, 2011, And it's, you can download it on YouTube. It provides some of the testimonials from some of the organizations that Melissa just presented to us. It provides those testimonials in the video. It's a very short video that you could share with your employer or your colleagues to be able to use that information to see why people are seeking, employers are seeking CHESS and MCHESS individuals in their health education positions. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for all presenters. I think you know the all four presentation is very meaningful and encouraging audience to you know the how the you know the certification is important, and then it's a very good you know the discussion will be done from now. So we have like you know the time for like a you know Q&A session. Anybody has a questions for their presenters?
Related to different types of departments. So this is a department, I believe, that's a health and kinesiology department, a combined department, am I right? Just one department. So she's asking about eligibility. When the degree is not health education, which makes an individual eligible once they get a degree, but they have a health and kinesiology, that's the degree. And so my response to that, and I'm sure Melissa can speak more to it, is that I do think that there are so many different departments, department names, degree tracks, and that if the degree title, so health and kinesiology, wouldn't make a student eligible, then what would is the 25 hours of health education courses. So having 25 hours in courses that are related to the responsibilities and competencies in health education. If on their transcript they do that, I believe they have to have a C or better. Is that right? That would make the student eligible. So, like, in your degree, would you have that number of hours for the student?
Yes, they do have that because not that they
You know, that's a really good question, and others in the audience can speak to this, too, if you're from a department that's a combined department like that. So the question is, do you see a difference in the way that one perceives the certification when you have a large department, health and kinesiology, so you have other individuals in other fields versus our field, versus, like, my department is health education promotion, so everyone in our field understands or knows about the certification. Being that my degree at Texas A&M, my doctorate was from health and kinesiology, a department of health and kinesiology. But we had a large division of health education, so really it functioned a lot like a department. So I never really got that different perspective about the certification. But I think for your students, if they're eligible with the 25 hours, even if their degree is not health education, I would really encourage them to still consider the certification and the importance of it, definitely. I uploaded mine. You're uploaded. You should be able to download them. Yeah.
If not, you can
I'm wondering, is there like a brochure kind of a thing that we can give them for
A brochure? You mean study materials?
A brochure that would outline all the things.
To promote. And you're talking about a brochure to promote to your students.
We have a brochure that is all about the CHESS exam. We have a CHESS exam brochure. Yeah, we have it at our booth, 819. So you can come visit me there, and I can give you a bunch to take back with you if you'd like. Yeah, you can also download it from our website as well. It's just a PDF, but I can give you a couple of hard copies here.
They have a PowerPoint you can use on the website for your class. And
yes.
Could you
state your name?
Yes. I can talk about that.
Yes. The question was, there a plan to update the NCHEC website? And there is. We're actually working on that over the next few months. We should launch a new website sometime spring 2015. We just hired a new website developer. So as we do the new marketing plan, we're also going to be redesigning the website, yes. But I do agree with you, it is a little outdated. I think for those positions that are more the management and supervisory positions, I mean, just for that example, with Lehigh University, when they were looking for someone to really oversee their university health programs and health initiatives, they really wanted someone who was MCHES over CHES, because they knew it was an advanced level credential, that they at least had the master's degree and the experience to do that. So, I mean, it's a fairly new certification. It's only been around since 2011. So we do have some work to do, and, you know, that's one of, you know, the things that we'll be doing is not only, you know, talking about CHES, but MCHES and the differentiation between those two certifications. So, yes, I think so, and I hope so.
And the marketing committee is going to be targeting different places to market the MCHES, where typically, you know, you market the CHES a lot to faculty for their students and MCHES, so there's going to be some different marketing aspects for MCHES as well. But we do tend to say them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Any more questions?
Okay, so yes. Thank you.
Okay.
So I'll respond. I think that's a really good point, a very good point. But I think that that is a discussion that the field is having across the field. And I don't know if InCheck per se, although in the health education specialist practice analysis, as was mentioned, the term promotion, so health education and promotion, it was expanded from just health education to health education promotion, which I think is a step to try to look at what you're saying, some of the issues related to names and all the various names that we see throughout our departments and, you know, with universities. But in terms of InCheck coming out and kind of taking a stance as to here's what the name should be, I actually don't think that this commission will do that. I think that's going to come from the field or other health education organizations, PHEHP section at APHA, SOFI, and some of our other organizations to kind of be the voice for the field, being that we're not a membership organization. You know, we certify individuals to practice. But definitely, I think that's a really good point. And I think a lot of departments, I'm sure if we ask everyone here, struggle with that. I've had conversations about the name of their departments. What should you be called? Should it be changed to something different? Maybe not health education, but something else. And so, but I think that's a really good point. Definitely. Definitely. We definitely try to talk about the settings in which health education specialists work, including all the settings that you just mentioned, and a lot of our marketing materials in the video that we created for employers. We talk just about that to say, here's what. So it's marketing. I feel like that, you know, we do a really good job of advocating amongst ourselves what health education is, but we're not doing a great job outside of our profession to tell everyone else that we're what all we include, all the areas and settings that you just spoke of. So all the marketing materials that come out in InCheck actually do say, you know, health education specialists work in all these variety of settings and the type of work that we do. We did an analysis of the NCHES whenever we had the experience documentation opportunity for the 6-month period for individuals to submit documentation of the advanced level work that they had been doing. And we were able to kind of go through and say, and we've presented this at many national conferences, to say, look at what all these people are doing in the field of health education, all the various titles they have, the types of work that they do, all the settings that they're working in. And we tried to highlight just what you're saying, that, you know, this is what a health education specialist looks like. And it can be in the school setting, in the work site, in the clinical setting. And we try to do just that. And we'll continue to do that with our marketing efforts, for sure. Yes, ma'am. I think it varies from university to university. I can't tell you information or data that has been collected to look at specific names. I know that there has been in the past conversations at a lot of institutions about name changes, specific name changes. I know, for example, my department that I'm in now is health education promotion. We used to give a degree in health education. We didn't change our department name, but we did change our degree name to public health studies. So we have a Department of Health Education Promotion, but we give a Bachelor's of Science in Public Health Studies. And there was a lot of conversation around, what do we do? Why are we doing this? So I think that...
How's that going to differentiate between the
Right. So, well, our institution doesn't offer that. Our school of public health, our Department of Public Health doesn't have an undergrad degree, which is why we took that over.
My institution, we just got our new curriculum approved, and we were a department, a degree of health science, and now we're health education and promotion.
Right.
And we did it to align with the new HESPA recommendation.
Which I think is a great where to start, to look at that framework and the terminology used there.
You raise a really good point. It is so state-specific, though, because in some states you have to go through so many hurdles or over so many hurdles to try to get a name change to a department. It's governance within universities. There are so many things that the commission would have absolutely no control over that you would best lobby internally in your state. I don't think there's really anything they could do. They could encourage a department to be titled, but you know, there's not a whole lot you can really do to influence the state and the policies and so forth that the state has and the mandates in that. And what kinds of degrees will actually go through? For example, in some programs, you'll have a Bachelor of Science in Education with a health education focus, and the degree will say Bachelor of Science in Education. I know at Virginia Tech we had that for a number of years, and what we did is we had the option printed on the transcript. We couldn't do anything about the degree, anything about the department, but we just had on the transcript option. And so you really do go back to what we talked about originally, and that is having the courses themselves define what that student is really going to be doing, and those courses meeting the competencies and so forth. So it's going to be an uphill battle to try to change department names and even degree names, because degrees are authorized by the state, and they may very well say, no, you can't have a degree called health education. Well, you can have an option, a program, whatever, you know, and it can be internally recognized in that. So it's a whole different situation. It's not as easy as it's not as easy as it sounds. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But even, yeah. It is somewhat confusing. You're absolutely right on that, but I don't think it's really going to influence states and legislatures and so forth. I know in Virginia it would make no impact at all, because all this stuff is driven by the State Council for Higher Education in Virginia, and they're going to say you can't do this. You just, you know, even so, it would not be changeable, I don't think, in terms of the state, unless you had a whole different set of operating guidelines for at the state level.
But. So our time is already passing to PM, so I'm going to close the session. Thank you very much for a meaningful discussions for the presenters.